Habits of a Curious Mind. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. This week's wisdom is from an article written by neuroscientist, writer, and entrepreneur Annie Laurie. This article is titled 9 Habits of Curious Minds. And for those of you that have been following me or my podcast, you know that I am very passionate about the word curiosity. Being deeply curious is a foundational skill in building an elevated mindset. And I've been slightly obsessed with finding the science behind curiosity, which is why I wanted to share this article with you today. The article starts with this quote, "All healthy human babies and young children display curiosity, suggesting that this is an innate human trait. Exploring our environment and babbling questions appear almost universal in early childhood across cultures. As an adaptive trait, curiosity draws us to seek information and new experiences. It's how we learn about ourselves, about others, and about the world. However, research shows our degree and focus of curiosity can even vary quite a bit. Curiosity differs between people. It evolves within one person over the course of their lifespan, and it can even fluctuate throughout the day. Some people tend to be more systematically curious than others. Those curious minds are generally adventurous, creative, less risk-averse, and they seem to seek and enjoy exploration more than others. They're a diverse group of people, but the literature suggests that they share some common habits that support their personal and professional growth." And the article goes into diving into what are the 9 habits of a curious mind. So if you're as passionate as I am about being curious and you want to live a more curious life, but you're not sure how, tune into these 9 habits. Number 1, seeking liminal spaces. Curious minds are not only comfortable in the in-betweens, they actively seek out those transitional moments of personal growth. Rather than racing through the uncomfortable phase of not knowing, they enjoy exploring the gap between what they know and what they don't. They can fall in love with the problems and revel in what poet Mary Oliver calls the pleasure of mystery. The pleasure of mystery. That's habit number 1. Habit number 2. Forming connections between ideas. Instead of thinking about the world in a linear way, curious minds think in maps. They practice networked thinking and combinational creativity, and they find delight when they discover an unexpected connection between 2 ideas. Their mind is a garden, and the world is a giant playground where ideas can seed their imagination. Number 3 of the curious habits. Asking generative questions. For curious minds, every interaction is an opportunity to learn. Exchanging generative questions is one of their favorite modes of communication. They not only ask about facts, but also about feelings, underlying motivations, and cultural contexts. Their questions are open-minded, multidimensional, and empathetic. Some of them even keep a list of their favorite questions. I happen to be one of those people. Habit number 4, exploring new interests. Because the world is full of potential curiosity attractors, curious minds have many interests which may not always overlap. However, it can be hard to channel their curiosity, and the fleeting urge to explore something new just for the sake of novelty can sometimes lead to distraction. Habit number 5, learning in public. Although it can be scary, curious minds make it a point to admit when they don't know. Instead of trying to be the expert in the room, they consider themselves lifelong learners. They are willing to be wrong, and they generously share what they learned with fellow curious minds. Number 6, challenging the default. Anything that seems obvious on the surface can become a topic of investigation for curious minds. They wonder about the reality of default definitions and test their assumptions through experimentation. Number 7, listening with compassion. Because they want to deeply understand the world and others around them, curious minds tend to be empathetic. They try to listen without judgment and to embody the words of a famous theologian. If we cannot listen mindfully, we cannot practice right speech. No matter what we say, it will not be mindful, because we'll be speaking only on our own ideas and not in response to the other person. Habit number 8, approaching difficult experiences with self-compassion. Any thought or emotion can be the seed of self-discovery for curious minds. Even without knowing the scientific terms for these habits, they practice metacognition to interrogate the thoughts that arise in their mind and interoception to understand the sensations that arise in their body. They do not try to suppress these signals, but they treat them as a helpful source of information. And number 9, they welcome the unpredictable. For curious minds, the fact that the world keeps on changing is a feature, not a bug. They believe that their response determines how much disruptions affect them, and they choose to respond with curiosity. They surf with chaos to not only survive, but to thrive in chaotic times. See, curiosity has many benefits. It keeps you young, it helps you learn, and it helps to foster better relationships. Injecting just a little bit of curiosity into your life goes a long way. And the good news? Well, the good news is that anyone can learn or relearn to be more systematically curious in all areas of their lives. Although some studies indicate that curiosity may have a genetic component, most researchers come together and agree that curiosity can be nurtured and can be a skill that we develop. A first step, if you want to gain more curiosity or have a more curious mind, is to go through those 9 habits and ask yourself, how habitual are these practices in your daily life? What is one habit that you can start building today to nurture your curiosity? Once again, those 9 habits. First, seeking liminal spaces. Second, forming connections between ideas. Third, asking generative questions. 4, exploring new interests. 5, learning in public. 6, challenging the default. 7, listening with compassion. 8, approaching difficult experiences with self-compassion. And number 9, welcoming the unpredictable. So as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, let me ask you 2 questions. Once again, how habitual are these 9 practices in your daily life right now? How curious are you? What would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being ultra deeply curious, 1 being very closed-minded, not curious at all. Where would you rate yourself if you give yourself some honesty? And secondly and lastly, what is one habit that you can start building today to nurture your curiosity? What is one thing you can do today to nurture your curious mind? Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.